podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run Run Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run. Hello, my friends, my mavens, mucklucks, and masters of the mid-pack. How's New Year treating you? So far, so good? This is Chris, your personal Julie McCoy, for this fantastic podcast journey known as Run, Run, Live. I've got so much to share with you this week, so let's get right to it. This, my friends, is and shall remain episode 50 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. I guess we should all take a moment to celebrate. Okay, that's enough. Back to work. Today, we have the great fortune to speak with the wonderful Martha from Action Wipes, another one of our friendly entrepreneurs. I tried out the Action Wipes, and they do what they say they do. So enjoy the interview and support our friendly entrepreneurs. We can all help change the world and help Martha live her dream. I've got some other great stuff for you today, some great tips and stuff. I'm sure you'll find them timely and inspirational. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you all for tuning in. And thanks to the folks who keep finding me on Facebook and Twitter. That's CYKT Russell and Chris Russell, I guess, on Facebook. But love to meet you. Makes my life feel that much richer, especially when I come to your house and steal your silverware now that I know where you live. Buddy and I had a good week. Got a pile of miles in, lots of aches and pains, but nothing unmanageable, just the flotsam and jetsam, the detritus of old age. Buddy and I both joined the Buckeye Outdoors website, and I put my spring marathon plan up for all to see. I think it's called something like Spring 09, and my log is out there as well, so you can take a look at that if you care. Buddy's taking part in all the doggy challenges. He's like the bad dog of running. Thanks to my Facebook friend Ari, who pointed me to the Smart Coach page in Runner's World. So I tested it out. I put my 10K pace in and asked for a medium marathon plan or whatever that one in the middle is. And it actually produced a recommended plan, a pretty good one. You know, in terms of the workouts and the miles, it was very similar to something that I would build for myself. Pretty good. You know, the pace was off, but the structure was pretty good. So there you go. The stamp of approval on that particular one. Usually they try to put too much variety into it, but this was pretty good. I also read that article in Runner's World about running to work, and I'm thinking about, well, you know, I work about 20 miles. I got about a 20-mile commute. I might try that adventure sometime this spring. I took a minute to record into audio 4 of the articles or stories from my two books, and they're out of my site, Run, Run, Live, as MP3s. So if you click through off the main page to the ebook pages, you can download those MP3s. Nothing special. I did the old one-take Russell approach, so there's some stumbles and stutters in there and such. But, you know, give them a listen and tell me if you think it's a worthwhile exercise. You know, I don't know about you, but when I hear my articles read in my own voice, or for that matter, in anybody's voice, it doesn't sound anything like the inner voice I hear when I'm writing them and reading them, you know, without spoken voice. It's kind of strange. So I got some other great inspirational stuff in this episode. Hey, have you noticed that the days are starting to get longer? It won't be long now. On with the show.
And now for the equipment check.
I wanted to follow up on my stationary bike stuff that I was talking about a couple episodes ago. And anyone who's done any serious bike riding probably has a good set of clip-in pedals that they use, you know, either the speed plays or the other ones that you use on your bike. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but a lot of times those pedals will actually fit on the stationary bike, on the life cycle or similar gym-type stationary bike. So if you bring a wrench with you, you can spin out their crappy pedals and put your good pedals in and get a clipped-in better workout. You know, I used to travel. It's kind of funny going through security with my shoes, my speed play pedals, and my, you know, a crescent wrench. I have Shimano speed play pedals for my Fuji. So there's a tip for you. I mean, might not have known that. Riding the stationary bike stinks, but if you have your own pedals, it stinks a little bit less.
And now for our featured interview.
Martha.
Hey, Chris.
We're back. Back live in the Run, Run, Live podcast here. So, yeah, Martha,
you
are the entrepreneur or entrepreneuress who has created Action Wipes.
Yes, I am the one.
Yeah, you're the one. And we're going to talk about that today. But I'll tell you something else. You want to know something else cool?
What?
This is my 50th episode.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations.
So there you go. You won the, there is no prize, but you won it.
Well, I was going to ask, do you get the prize or do, do you get the prize?
I guess everybody gets the prize.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for having me on. It's your 50th.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel
the way
honored.
It lined up. I'm trying to do a better job of planning this, because when I first started, when people called, I'd record it and whip it out, and sometimes I'd do three a week. I think I was overwhelming people, so I'm trying to be more systematic, more periodic, as it were. So, yes, I have been using the Action Wipes you sent me.
Great.
And so give us the 100 words or less on Martha and the Action Wipes.
Well, you want to know how they got created, or
yeah.
Not sure, you know. And let's tell folks how you and I met. We met through Twitter.
Yeah,
we're following Chris on Twitter, and he followed me back. And one of the things that I like to do is offer up a sample pack to followers, you know, the runners and athletes that are following me. So that's how we hooked up.
Right. We're Web 2.0 people.
Pardon me?
We're Web 2.0.
We are, you know, and it's been a blast for me. We can talk a little bit about that later if you want. But
cool.
Action Wipes, the way that they got created was actually through another line that I created 2 years ago called C&M Couples, which is all natural aromatherapy products, a very tasteful collection that couples can use without having to go to a cheesy adult store to purchase.
Hmm.
So within that collection, I had made an intimacy towelette, which is pretty cool. And I don't know if you've heard about Burning Man.
You know
what Burning Man is, where 40,000 people congregate out in the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
In Nevada desert once a year, and it's more of a art kind of festival. It's pretty fun. Anyway, we have many friends that go to that. We ourselves have not attended, but out there, it's pretty brutal conditions because it gets pretty hot during the day and water is very limited, so a lot of folks typically don't shower during that week that they're there. It's a week-long festival, and those that, you know, are smart enough will take baby wipes, but what happens is that the baby wipes, with all the alcohol that they have in them and chemicals that they have in them, it ends up drying their skin along with the alkaline that's in the dirt. So our friends asked if they could take some of the wipes that I had created, you know, to try them out in those harsh conditions. So we sent them several packs.
So then I would assume that these were created initially with sensitive skin.
Sensitive body
in mind.
Yes.
Not that baby wipes aren't too.
Yeah, you know, but this is an all-natural formulation that I use on them that we created. There's no alcohol. There's no harsh chemicals. Basically, it's four basic ingredients. You know, you have water, you have a coconut-derived surfactant, you know, that gives it a little sudsing action to gently cleanse the skin. And then it's got the essential oils. We have eucalyptus, tea tree, and frankincense that are naturally antibacterial. So along with a sudsing cleansing action, you're getting a natural antibacterial agent in there as well. And that's basically it. That's all that's in the wipe. Where if you look in the back of the a baby wipe, the formulation there, the ingredients, you're going to see, you know, a lot of times up to 20 ingredients, and a lot of them are still even using parabens, which has been linked to cancer causing. So, you know, we ask people, just make sure you read the ingredients list. Anyway, so by the end of you know, Burning Man, last year we had ended up sending 2,000 packs of the whites. And what we said was, you know, let us know what you think about these wipes. What other ways would you use them? You know, let's take them out of the bedroom and get them outdoors. And so people came back and they said, oh, my God, these wipes are fantastic. Why haven't they been outdoors? You know, all you have to do is repackage it, and these are great for camping, for hiking. And so I started thinking about that and decided to try doing that in May last year. We launched them at the Wildflower Triathlon here in the Central Coast, here in California, and they were a big success. And so that's how they got started. They were tested out in harsh conditions and kept people's skin soft. And, you know, the other cool thing about them is that it's a recyclable fabric, so it's extra big, it's extra tough, and it can be washed multiple times through the washer.
You say it's recyclable. Mm-hmm. How would you recycle something like that? What do you mean
basically
recyclable?
It's a polyester fabric, so it's like your PET bottles and everything else. You put it in the recycling bin. What I like to say is, you know, don't do that until you've actually reused it many times. And, you know, once you put it through the washer, what happens is that it still comes out tough. It softens up a little bit. The fabric is a little bit softer, but you can still use it as a rag. So, you know, when I go out to events and we are giving out testers of the wipe and people want to throw them in the trash, say, no, you know, put them here in our bag, and we bring them home. We wash them in. So we have a bucket in the garage where we were using them as rags in the garage, or, you know, if you're out on your bike, you can use it to wipe down the bike. But again, it can be washed multiple times. It will last through your washer at least four washings.
Yeah, so the it's a little bit tougher than a baby wipe type material. It's more like,
fabric.
It's hard to explain. It's almost like an industrial rag.
Mm-hmm. A handy wipe.
Yeah. It's pretty tough. You couldn't tear it.
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot. And so, you know, and that was the, you know, Life Elements is the name of my company, and we're the Life Elements is the creator of Action Wipes. But, you know, we are, we're an approved green business through Co-op America. They just recently changed their name to Green America. But, you know, we were green before green was in. And everything that we do is, you know, all our other products, because we develop bath and body products, you know, massage creams, bath and shower gels. It's all biodegradable. The packaging is recyclable. So it's, you know, it's about our carbon footprint, and so we want to take that forth with us. And so the wipe itself, I didn't want it just to be a landfill item. Reuse it, recycle it, and so that's why I created it that way. Now our next version, you know, we're working on the packaging still, and the cloth itself will be biodegradable, because as much as I love to say, don't throw it away, don't put it in the landfill, people still have a tendency to just throw it in the trash. So
right.
Let's go a step further then. So the next release, it will be a biodegradable cloth as well. The formulation already is, you know, everything is made from plant essence. So what goes into it, you know,
You crazy Californians with your...
I know.
Your sex-aid stuff. That'll never fly in Massachusetts. We don't talk about that kind of stuff. Yeah, I have been using them, right? I'll tell you a funny story. I was leaving for work this morning. My wife says to me, have you looked at the water bill? You got to stop taking such long hot showers. And I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? You know, we got two teenage daughters. You think I'm the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But one of the things, I got this from Brett, the guy at Zen in the Art of Triathlon.
Mm-hmm. ZenTri.com.
Indirectly, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard him talking about it, and Brett's a great guy with some great ideas, so I heard him talking about it. So I think for triathlons, it's mm-hmm. a really great solution for triathletes, because these Ironman guys, one of the things they have in common is they have no free time, mm-hmm. and they really don't have time to take showers, so they're always squeezing in workouts. Where they just like to, you know, at events it's good to be able to clean up when you don't have access to a shower.
Mm-hmm.
But even during the day, these guys will squeeze in a workout someplace and just wipe off instead of taking a shower, you know, and they're saving 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing, is I've been testing them out by skipping my shower at lunch.
and like your wife said, you're also helping with the water flow there.
Yeah, you know? And I was thinking about it that way. If I can get a whole bunch of people to do that, I'm saving, you know, heat and water, electricity, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I've worked in many countries where taking showers wasn't the high priority that it is in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to get along just fine.
Yeah.
But I asked my wife and my kids, okay, how do I smell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they say.
And they said, well, you smell like furniture polish. So there's something lemony in there.
It's the combination of the eucalyptus and a tea tree oil.
Okay, because it almost smells like lemons.
Nah.
No, it smells like lemons to me.
No. You know, as we grow, because again, you know, we're a fairly young company, and this is our first. You know, we have a whole other product line, but the wipe itself is our first venture into the outdoor environment, and you know, athletes and cyclists and all that. But as we grow, we will expand the line to add different scents, because there are many folks out there that are sensitive to eucalyptus oil.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad odor. It's a
mm-hmm.
clean odor.
No,
right?
it's basically a clean odor,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like when you walk into a spa. You know, you can smell that clean kind of a scent.
And the other thing I like, I didn't follow your instructions on the container, and I should have the first time I used them, because it very clearly says use one wipe to wipe your face and your upper torso, and then another to wipe the rest of your body.
Yeah, what'd you do? Yeah. Start at the bottom.
Yeah, you want to. There's definite value in the sequence of wiping. So, because I found that and my point is, I guess, that the Action Wipes hold. You know, they really suck the smell off your body, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they pick it up into the wipe itself, so you don't want to spreading that around.
Right. I mean, imagine going from your bottom to and then your face.
Yeah, but, especially a guy with a beard like me, you know?
Yeah. I had to, let's not go there, but no, I actually have had people tell me, too, that, you know, a lot of times even after you shower when you've been cycling or running hard, and you shower, you're still sweating afterwards,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
A little bit. With the wipe, the eucalyptus just stops the sweat. And so it's amazing. And these are all benefits that I never even imagined the towelette had.
Yeah, and
this has all been feedback from actual users. So it's been really cool for me to hear that I created a product that has far more uses than I ever intended.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let a product go off on its own. So I mean, by wiping down instead of showering, you know, you're saving maybe 10 to 15 minutes in your day. But
mm-hmm.
if you look at that over the course of a year, you know, you're probably, you know, besides the 15 to 50 gallons of water you're saving,
mm-hmm.
you're saving hours and hours of time, too. And if you're a triathlete or an endurance athlete like myself, that time and that heat and that water is worth something.
You know what? That's another great point. I hadn't thought about that. On my website, I do have a quick slideshow about, you know, how much water we could save if you just stop showering one day a week. You
right.
know, that's in California alone. In California alone, if we stop showering one day a week, just 1% of the population, you know, would save, I think, 665 million gallons of water a year. But in terms of the time, that's a pretty cool thing to think about as well. I have to do the
calculations. Yeah, because if you're talking to a guy like Brett, you know, when
mm-hmm.
I was doing triathlon training, I was working out 9 to 11 times a week, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so you're switching sports all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not just, there's a big difference, right? Because you could say to me, Chris, then why don't you just, you know, bring a towel with you and not shower, put on
mm-hmm.
some deodorant, you'll be fine. But it's different because the Action Wipes are actually taking the smell off.
Right.
As opposed to covering it up.
Right. No, exactly. You know, and I've had a lot of people say that. I mean, you know, you have your naysayers also. It's like, well, you're why can't I just take a towel, wet it, and wipe myself down?
Yeah, a sham wow.
The sham wow, exactly. You can. You know, we're not saying don't do that. I'm just saying, you know, suggesting that maybe you want to get the sweat smell off as well, so that when somebody comes to hug you, you've won that big award. You know, you've been first to that finish line. There's going to be people greeting you over there, and afterwards too. You know, when you get in the car with your family, let's take that stink off.
Yeah, and the other thing I wasn't able to test, which I think it would probably be good for, and you've probably had people test, is similar, like you were talking about your desert thing. You know, I do ultra marathons, a lot of trail races, where you come back pretty bloody and muddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine the surfactant in the Action Wipes helps you remove some of that grime.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why, you know, like in, I was talking about Burning Man, the desert sand out there, the dirt, it's got a lot of alkaline. It's very, you know, a lot of folks call it, they call it playa foot, where it will actually dry the skin and start peeling off by the end of the week. And so they're looking for ways to clean that alkaline off at the end of the day. So that's what they were tested for this year is, you know, how did it do with the alkaline? And it was perfect. They didn't have to try to figure out, you know, where to find water with lemon to get it all off. The wipe did its job. So it's got a lot of, you know, you got road rash when you, you know, I've fallen, and it's a great alternative to, you know, quickly clean off that road rash until you can get some real medical help.
Yeah, and it's bacterial, antibacterial.
Right, exactly. All kinds of stuff.
Interesting stuff. So what are you making next? What's the product plan? What's on the road? Well, the roadmap?
The roadmap right now, like I said, is to get the biodegradable biodegradable fabric, but also too, I'm changing the packaging. You know, that's been my biggest challenge. Is that You know, I want to make it even more convenient. And here's the thing: is that a lot of folks want me to have individually wrapped wipes so that I can just take one at a time, which would be really cool. But, you know, it's tearing at me because, again, I don't want to add to the landfills. You know, I want to keep my packaging as minimal as possible, and how do I do that effectively?
Right. So you need some sort of dispenser is really what you need, right? Some sort of smaller dispenser that you can reload. Like when our kids were babies, the baby wipes, there was almost like a wallet size baby wipe container that you took with you in your travel pack, you know, that held, I don't know, four or five sheets, right? So something along those lines, right?
Yeah. Right now we have, you know, the five pack, which is pretty cool because you can just slip that into your fanny pack or your, you know, your pocket or whatever. You know, I tell people just don't sit on it if you put it in your back pocket because it will pop the enclosure, but and the 15 pack, but again, you know, I'm being asked for the single ones, and I'm kind of fighting it, but at the same time, I see the need for it. So that's my dilemma. Do we do do we individually wrap each one and then put them in a big container so you can just pull them out as you need it?
Yeah.
Or put them all in there and pull one out? I don't know, Christopher. I need help on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't individually wrap them because that's one of the things that really makes me mad is, not makes me mad, but I think it's avoidable, all the individual packaging we do, especially even in our sports. You know, we get the goo and everything, and I'm constantly picking that stuff up. It just generates trash.
Right, and see, that's the whole thing is, you know, I want to keep as much out of the landfill as possible, and so right now I'm leaning to no. So, but that's the plan, just the biodegradable and improving on the packaging. Both the 15-pack and the 5-pack will be a Ziploc bag so that it's reclosable and it keeps everything airtight.
Yeah, but almost like a hard case, you know, the ones we used to use with the kids, the baby wipes, was a hard case so it would snap shut. Because the Ziploc's kind of hard sometimes, especially if you're out exercising because you get all gross and sweaty and the Ziploc doesn't work real well anymore.
Yeah.
But there's just, like, you know, fluid everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I'm just asking people to bear with us because, again, it's also a matter of financing. You know, it takes a lot to put a product out. It was, even though the product that we currently have is part of the inventory we had previously, it was like relaunching a whole new product. I mean, and it costs just as much. And, you know, I was a little bit smarter about it this time, and that's why, you know, I went into more into the social media because I'm on a grassroots budget right now, and so how can I get a bigger bang for my buck?
Sure, I had this same conversation with Darren from Kona Endurance, right? You can, to launch a product, you could spend $500,000 bucks in trade shows
easily,
and marketing.
Right.
Easily. I mean, that stuff, trade shows are, you know, 50 grand a pop.
Right, you know? And that's if you do the big trade shows.
Yeah, and they're not all that efficient in lead generation or spreading the word to your users.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use the social, the web 2.0 and get the same penetration for, well, not free, but... Mm-hmm. Essentially,
yeah,
free.
For me, I figured it has cost me about, for the followers that have taken me up on my offer to try the Action Wipes, it's about a $6 to $7 per follower cost.
Right, which, by the way, is about as much as it would cost you to put together a good marketing collateral set.
Right, and I've gotten so much, my return on that investment has been significantly greater than me doing the trade shows.
Yeah, long live capitalism.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just the financing and things that kind of guide where the next generation of product's going to, what it's going to be, what it's going to look like, and how far do we expand it.
What else? Oh, the spray. What am I supposed to do with the spray?
The spray is a cool thing. So, again, keeping in mind that I wanted to have this wipe be reusable as much as possible, one of the things that I if you wash the wipe, people were always asking me, well, if I wash the wipe, the active ingredients are going to be washed away, right? I said,
right.
Yeah. So basically you're left with just a wet towel, which is not going to take that scent away if you want
right.
to reuse it on your body.
Right.
So I said, okay, how can we recharge that wipe? So I created the spray. It's called the Sports Spray. It's a cooling mist. And, again, we're finding out that it has far more uses than what I ever intended it to do. But basically, the intent of it is that when you're done with your, you've used your Action Wipe once, you're going to wash it. You can recharge it with a sports spray. Now, this is a different scent. This does have a more citrusy scent because I couldn't put that surfactant in there, that sudsing action, into the spray because it would clog the sprayer. So what we made up for all the cleansing agent and the antibacterial by adding more essential oils. And so it's got lemon myrtle in there and geranium and all these other cool essential oils that are naturally antibacterial. And so that's to recharge the spray. You can, spray the wipe down again, put it in a Ziploc bag, and reuse it.
So I shouldn't be using it as a eau de toilette?
Like I said, we've found that it has far more uses than we intended. also, too, because of all the essential oils in it, it became not just antibacterial, but antimicrobial. So you can actually spray your shoes when you're done running.
Nothing takes the smell out of my shoes.
Yeah.
My shoes have beaten every shoe de-stinker alive.
Yeah, it's true, but, at least it'll help to kill some of that bacteria in there.
Yeah, and that's really what it is, especially if mm-hmm. you're trail running, you get a lot of dirt in there. It's just, it's the bacteria and stuff live in there.
And it's also great for those folks that say, well, I don't want to add to the landfill. I want to use my own washcloth. Okay,
yeah.
Well, again, plain water's not going to do anything for you. If you can go ahead and use the spray, spray your body directly with a spray, you're getting that same effect, and then you can wipe yourself down with a wet washcloth.
Awesome. Okay, so how do people find you?
At www.actionwipes.com. Or they can call me at 800-634-1158. Or they can follow me on Twitter at Martha Van, MARTHAVAN.
V as in victory.
V as in victory.
Okay. You sound like you have a background in product development. Are you in the corporate world? Or?
It's funny. I was 25 years in technology.
Who did you work for?
Sales and marketing for multiple technology companies. One of the bigger ones that I worked for was a company called SAIC, Science Applications International.
Sure. See, that's why we're getting along so well. That's my Clark Kent job.
Yeah, and then I actually had what started the funding for this project is that at one time I had my own web development company called Bonafide Development. I was a partner in that and sold that, and then I went back to corporate world working for a company called Visionaire out of Wilmington, North Carolina. And then after 25 years, I had it and said, I really want to go do my creative side. And that's how Life Elements got started.
Awesome.
So it took me a year to learn everything, how to get products manufactured and get them to market and, the financing and the funding and everything behind it. But I did it. And so I've had the company itself for 3 years now. But like I said, one of those years was spent in all the background research and stuff, R&D.
That's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck. I'm going to have to let you go. I got to get to my next call.
Well, thank you, Chris, for having me on, and I'm glad that we met.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Oh, definitely.
All right?
All right. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Here's today's quick tips.
Okay, my friends, today's quick tip is about doubles, the daily double. I know I sound like a compulsive psycho nutcase here, but if you do it right, running twice a day, and that's what doubles is, working out twice a day, can be a great boost to your routine. It doesn't, if you do it right, it doesn't kill you. It's not compulsive psycho nutcase running. You know, and the way I do it is like this, and this works really well, is I know my running group goes out for social runs on certain nights of the week, and these are typically pretty low-intensity conversational runs. So what I'll do is I'll do a high-intensity workout at lunch. And sometimes I'll just do the high-intensity part. I won't do a real extensive warm-up, cool-down, or stretching. I'll just do the high-intensity part at lunch and then go do the social run at a slower pace at night. In the process, I'm getting the best of both worlds. I'm getting the intensity and the miles. It lets you focus on the intensity early and then not have to worry about pacing, and you can have more fun later. Everybody wins. So, and the training effect for doing doubles is immediately noticeable. And if you're trying to lose weight, it's also very, very big boost. So, hey, try a daily double, my friends. It's not as hardcore as you think, and you can be a studly nutcase like the rest of us, all right?
Say, and now for listener comments. Come on. Say it. You're almost there. Come on, say it.
And now for listener comments.
Chris, it's Mingo here in southeastern Massachusetts. I heard that you did the Hangover Classic up in the northern part of the state, and you did the New Year's Day plunge, as did I. It was freaking freezing. First time I did it, my toes, hands, and my ears all went numb, and I think my body was so cold I couldn't even shiver. I'm interested in what your experience was like, and it was probably like mine. But it was a great run, sunny, fresh coat of snow. Love the show. Keep on doing what you're doing. Ciao.
Mingo, dude, good to hear from a fellow masshole. Hey, yeah, I went in the water, and you can't explain it to people unless you do it yourself. It's just heart-stoppingly cold. I've done it for a number of years now, and it's a good way to kick off the year. I wrote about it on my blog this afternoon. You can go look at it on runrunlive.com. So, hey, thanks for reaching out. Later. Okay, as a preamble, I got to tell you, I have no idea what my friends from Trilogy Running are talking about here. But they sound so pleased with themselves, I'll just let it slide. I think they may have gotten into the jack, if you know what I mean. Or as the Creole might say, le jach.
Hello, Chris Russell from Run Run Live. This is Sean.
This is Jason.
From Trilogy Running!
So,
otherwise known as Bo and Luke Duke.
Gosh, he's had enough of us already.
So, Chris, in the near future, you're going to be getting an email or a phone call from Ashlyn Dave because he needs a fresh shirt during the middle of his run. So, he would really like to do it. And he is, if you're looking for a dress, he could run in a dress. You want to run in a dress. But
Kilt,
same thing. So, he would be at the center of the universe in wherever. So, in Ashland.
Oh. No, his address is ashlanddave.podbean.com.
Yeah, so, look out for that. That'd be great.
Good stuff.
So, also, I hope the mug was good because I don't think Sean would ever go in that water. But if he did, I would laugh at him.
What water?
After his snowy run, they had to go
polar bear. Oh, God, yeah, I would jump in that.
Man, you would never... Never mind.
Anyway, I hope you have a great year, and we'll see you out there.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Inspiration.
Yay.
For today's inspiration, I'm going to lean on a couple of friends. I'm going to turn to two blogs that my friends posted this week on my site on RunRunLive. And I want to thank them for helping me push the positivity pushcart up the negativity hill we're all living through here in early 09. This first piece is an excerpt from my friend Gary, who basically eliminated the tendon that runs along the bottom of his big toe in a fall marathon, and he crashed big time and destroyed his foot and had to go through some extensive surgery, which you can see the full-color gruesome pictures of. He posted on another blog entry. Don't do that unless you got a strong stomach and are used to that sort of thing. But, you know, he posts this week that he's celebrating. He's happy. He's thankful. So here's a little quote from that. You can go read it yourself, but here's a little quote. Gary says, "Celebrate everything you can. Celebrate the fact that medical science can do this kind of stuff. Celebrate the fact that we have medical care at all, even if the insurance payment system is screwed up. Celebrate the fact that we live in a society where we have the time to pursue a passion like running. And celebrate the fact that we have people in our lives like my wife, who I can never repay for the loving care she's provided through this adventure. Nor would she ever feel that I need to do so." So that was kind of nice. And then the next piece was from my buddy Anthony, the nutcase fireman triathlete. And he hurt his foot too. He can't run at all. But he's been riding his bike every day. He's a big trail bike rider. So he's going to have to teach me how to trail bike when I try my ultra later this year. Knock on wood. And this Kerouac-esque piece from Anthony. Listen to it. As I read it, you know, I knew. As I read it, I knew that Anthony gets it. He knows what this thing we do is all about. And you can feel the joy squirting out of his train of thought prose. You know, he really gets it. So just, this is an excerpt. You can read the whole thing, but this, just listen to the way this flows. "Arrive at the intersection of a main road. The noise. Cars whizzing by. Trucks downshifting. Noise too loud. Get away. Cross the road. Race towards the rail trail. Quiet again. Enter neighborhood. Enter a field. Climb short hill. Big descent to the rail trail. Wait back, looking forward. Am I on the trail? Off the trail? Who cares? Warp speed. Downhill, floating. Rooster tails from both tires. Giggling again. In control. Totally out of control. Wide open. Blazing a trail. In an open field. Alive! Stop at the bottom. Look back up. A single 5-inch trench cut in the virgin powder. Sun glistening. No camera. Wouldn't do it justice anyway. Laugh at the thought that most will have no idea what made that track. People don't ride bikes in the snow. Ha, 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 my secret. Rail trail. Half mile to my house. Unplowed. Deep. Soft. Cross-country ski tracks. Someone beat me to it. Deer tracks. Turkey tracks. Deer walk in straight lines. Turkey zigzag. Flat. Pumping. Quiet. Speed. Smiles and sweat. Arrive home, getting the look from the neighbors. I'm used to the look. They don't understand. Elated but sad. Epic day that will never be forgotten, but also never duplicated. That's okay. The next one may be better. It may be horrible. No worries. Never know if you don't get out there. Drive. Passion. Surprise. Life." So there you go. A little beat poetry from my friend Anthony the triathlete. And you guys, live your dream, man. Because you get it. Okay, that's it. Episode 50 in the can. Hey, good luck to everyone who happens to catch this cast on their way to Disney this weekend. Remember, run within yourself. Run lightly. The warrior is within you. Next up, that, by the way, I saw that on a sign some woman was holding up on Heartbreak Hill one year. It said, "The warrior is within you." I thought that was pretty good. Next up on the Runner and Live podcast, it's either going to be the guys from Yak Tracks or my new friend Kevin from JustFinish.com. I got a busy week, and I'm trying to juggle some schedules here. So it's weird. We'll see what happens. I'll try to be good and get it out on Fridays. That's what I do. Right now, I'm risking divorce by staying here and recording, but I will get home soon. Registration is now open for the Groton Road Race in Groton, Massachusetts. I happen to know the race director there. It's in the end of April. Best race in the world. Register now. The race director will say a prayer for your spring training. I'm not running it this year, but another one coming up next week, I think, is the Cape Elizabeth 10-miler up in Maine. That's a great race. And you might see Joan Benoit Samuelson out there. So that's a great race. Next race for me is the hilariously hilly Derry 16-miler. So come over and say hi if you're up there. Love you muchly. Run lightly. The warrior is within you, and I will see you out there. Got a little surf music for you. It seemed to fit. It's Surf Blaster by the Veritones. Yeah, and I also reached out to the guy this week who does the Ned is a Terminally Happy Guy song in my intro, and you know what? He was so psyched that someone had taken the time to let him know they were sampling his music. So remember to patronize our starving artists out at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.